So let's get into it. We're going to talk about forgiveness.
So we break down like different illnesses like depression, anxiety, opiate addiction, food addictions, and then kind of look at them as, you know, like ineffective coping mechanisms when people can't get ahead in life.
So for you, what did unforgiveness look like?
Unforgiveness looked like, you know, just a complete burden. You're carrying around just kind of feeling like you're not really enjoying life. Like you're stuck. You're moving ahead and you're thinking you're moving ahead, but it's just something that's holding you back, you know, and finding out what caused them to do this. You know, why are they this way? What were their traumatic experiences in their life that caused them to behave this way? You know, and then once you kind of, you know, spend time doing that and kind of looking at it, recognizing what their pain was, is when you can kind of start to begin to heal. One of the things that and going through this process is being able to recognize yourself. Mm-hmm. You have to see yourself, you know, and be able to really become empathetic, you know, for someone else. I have a story I just want to share with you real quick. I met a lady and she was in her 80s, you know, so I get to her house and she started to express to me how depressed and how paranoid and getting out of the bed in the morning was just the hardest thing for her to do. And she said, well, maybe it has something to do with my husband left me with 3 young kids to raise on my own. And he went and started a whole new family. And then I'm sure she's heard it before and all this time. But for some reason, she's held on to that. And she said from there, she ended up in abusive relationships because her self-esteem was low.
Okay, so guys, we're back. We were just talking about the lady that was in prison for 50 years. That mental prison is so deadly. It ruins your whole life. Mm-hmm. I mean, I cannot imagine. Oh my gosh.
For that long.
Oh.
I feel, you know, hard. And so that's why I say, you know, the forgiveness is for you. It's not for the other person. That is an example right there of 50 years of allowing somebody to continue to have control over your life, your ability to function, your, you know, mentally, physically, putting you at high risk for disease and things like that.
I know.
When you can't let go,
you know? She's that angry.
And we have so many people that are angry. They have ineffective coping skills. They don't know how to cope. That's the reason why we have people that are getting angry and then going back the next day and shooting up schools and shooting up, you know, offices because they've had an argument with someone because they don't know how to cope. Yeah. So, I mean, that's a pretty, you know, hard example, but people do that.
I think that's a norm though.
It
because
is.
Because I think my grandma, she got separated, and from what I've heard from her, she went into drinking. Mm-hmm. If you see my grandmother, she's the sweetest lady until you interact with her. And you just see the moods, they come out of nowhere.
Wow.
The moods, they just, I don't, like, you don't even see it coming. Mm-hmm. The anger, and you're like, Grandma, why are you so angry?
Right.
Why are you so upset? Like, it's not that serious.
Right.
You know, but I think it's residue, you know, from the pain that she experienced with my grandfather. Mm-hmm. You know, that left her. She never remarried or anything or dated. She just, that was it for her.
Oh, wow.
And, I mean, when I think about it, even now with my own life, and I see that, I'm like, I don't want to be that.
Right. Exactly.
Because one of my fears is bitterness. Mm-hmm. I feel like bitterness is like the worst sickness that you can get. Because bitterness is going to give you every other sickness in the world. Mm-hmm. And I am terrified of that.
Right.
And just watching my grandma as sweet as she is, sweet, sweet, cute little lady, but you have a day-to-day interaction with her, you're like, whoa.
Well,
I can't, I can't do this. But I do know there was a lady that told me a story about someone that she knew. She has been divorced for like 15 years, but from divorce, she started taking Xanax.
Okay.
Because it was so heavy for her. Till this day.
Till this day.
She's on Xanax.
Oh, wow. Well.
She's not dating. She barely leaves the house. You know, I don't know her personally.
Right.
But someone was telling me about that. And I was just like, how? Like, your whole, the person don't moved on.
Right. Exactly.
Married to somebody else, and you at home.
Right. And people like that need to begin to understand the steps. What are the steps I need to take to get to
Tell us about the steps. Healing?
The steps, okay? The first thing with the step is you need to recognize what's the cause. What's causing you the pain? You know, what happened? What traumatic event occurred in your life that caused you to be where you are? And then be honest with how it makes you feel. You know, sometimes we, you know, we're sad, we're depressed, we're hurt, and we say, what? I'm fine. I don't
care. I'm not.
Right? Or whatever.
I care, and I'm not okay.
Right. Exactly.
I had to learn that. I had to learn to tell my friends, because one thing that I hate is when people say to me, you are so strong. No, I'm not.
Right.
I'm not that strong. I'm just like you. I have the same heart that beats the same way yours does. I feel. If you cut me, I bleed. I feel. I am not that strong. Like, you know, people always put that facade. I had to learn, because I used to do that.
Right.
I had to learn to be like, no, I'm not that strong. Like, I need you. Like, I need my friends. I need, you know, like, no, don't look at me and tell me I'm strong. No. Because I need you. If you're a good friend to me, you will know that I'm not that strong.
And so, and you know, like I said, being honest with it, how it makes you feel. And then what are the things that make us feel better? What do we reach for? We talked about the ice cream.
You know? Mac and cheese.
Exactly. Mac and cheese.
Miss Tootsie's.
Miss Tootsie's. I have to try that.
Yes. I have to stop. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
And so then we're reaching for the fatty, sweet, salty foods, those things, right?
All the comfort
food. Exactly.
And watch TV.
Right. And then the more we're avoiding the issue and not dealing with the cause, then the more of these things that make us feel better that we eat. And we become addicted to it, get overconsumed, and then leads us to depression, diabetes, heart disease, all these things, because we have not gone in the right process, you know? So then I tell people, you know, you just have to be honest with your feelings. You have to acknowledge your contribution, you know?
I don't want to do that.
You have to, that's the one, I call that the mirror. Look in the mirror.
Yeah.
You know, what are you saying to yourself about the situation? You're going over in your head over and over
again. I'm the victim.
About what happened.
And I'm the victim
in it. Exactly. And you're changing. The more you do it, the story changes. You know, I did this once where the story actually changed. I actually, you know, was telling myself something over and over and over and again. And so then I went back to the person and said, you said this. You did this. You did. And like, no, that's not what I said. And then once they told me what they said, I was like, oh, yeah, that is what you said. How did I get over here? Because of just... over and playing it over and becoming more and more angry and just like, oh, you know what? Nobody loves me. God doesn't love me. Nobody likes me. This happened to me. Nobody protected me. All because of things you're saying to yourself. So you have to be mindful. What are you saying to yourself? You know? And then also acknowledge, are you giving your body the ability to be able to fight? What are you feeding yourself? Are you giving yourself healthy things? Are you drinking water? Are you drinking alcohol? Are you putting in your...
Because it makes me forget my problems.
Exactly. It makes you feel better.
Yeah, it makes me forget.
Exactly.
Now, even though I wake up in the morning, the problem is still there waiting for me. Because that's the thing about drinking and doing drugs.
Exactly.
You do it, you think that, oh, so, you get an escape. No, you don't.
It's like, and that's why they go back. And that's why they keep going back for the addiction. Because it makes them, you know, it makes them feel better.
It's crazy.
So it's like, deal with the main issue. Say what it is. Call it by its name. Say exactly how it makes you feel. You know? What's your contribution to the situation?
I don't have any.
Yeah, sometimes, you know, we have been just as offensive in a situation that may have occurred. Like, we get into an argument. You started it, you know, but then I finished the argument. And then it was a whole fight. But then you're carrying around this unforgiveness because of something that I said to you. But guess what? You hurt me as well. You know? Because sometimes we think that, you know, hey.
But I'm perfect, though. I don't hurt anybody. I don't do anything to anybody.
Oh, we can cut.
You know, that's what.
You know, exactly. We think that because we don't want to see ourselves in the situation. And we want to just make it seem like it's the other person. And
that's a victim mentality.
Right. Somebody made me. You made me do this.
If you hadn't done this, I wouldn't have done this. But the truth of the matter is, you are responsible for your actions and your actions alone.
That's right.
That's it. So no one can make you do anything. Responsibility is responsibility. Mm-hmm. You have the power to respond the way you want to. Okay? So it's just something for you to think about. So don't think, like, because if she does something to me that I don't like, I can decide how to respond to it. Now, unless if it's like a dying situation, like a life and death situation, that's when my fight or flight kicks in, and then I just make a decision. Mm-hmm. But most of the time, even with an argument, even when someone disrespects you, I get so annoyed when people be like, well, if only you had done this, this, and this, and you hadn't done this, then I wouldn't have done that.
Right.
That's not true. Mm-hmm. It is not.
You have to own
true.
Your own, you know, you have to own your decision, you know, your reaction. You have to take responsibility for your own actions.
Responsibility. Mm-hmm. You have the ability to respond the way that is good for you. So if you act crazy like I have, guess what? I always tell myself it's because I didn't have the tools.
Right.
When I had the tools, now it don't take, like, now I really get mad. I'm so proud of myself.
Right.
Like, I just have to say, I'm so proud of myself. Because I don't get mad and crazy like how I used to.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even get angry. Like, stuff just be like, just rolls right on that.
Exactly.
You know?
And think about what your body goes through when you get angry like that.
Now I know all
it's
that
almost,
stress.
Exactly. It's almost like an out-of-body experience. You just kind of... You know,
you can't think, your vision is blurry,
right.
Your thought process
your
is
body
just,
shut down, your GI tract shuts down,
mm-hmm.
You know, and you know, you just, it's not a good feeling.
Mm-mm. I can't be having that.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Mm-hmm. So you just have to let things go.
What are the other steps? So you said.
Right. So the cause,
mm-hmm.
The effects,
mm-hmm.
And then what are you doing? You know, what makes you feel better?
Mm-hmm.
What's your contribution
mm-hmm.
to it? And then you want to also be open to the apology,
like,
you know,
for you to apologize.
Right. For you to be open to the apology of someone else.
Oh, I'm
you
okay
know?
With that.
Right.
They can come every day and
exactly.
apologize.
Uh-huh. And so the reason why I say that is be open to the apology. Right.
Receive it.
Right. Because sometimes the apologies come, but we're like, you know what? I'm not ready to forgive that situation. So.
But what if the apology is not right, though? Like, it's not exactly as how I planned it should be, how it should go down.
You know what? You shouldn't...
Like, honor me, bring me everything, buy me all the right gifts. If you're going to apologize to me, you got to come correct.
You're not going about it the right way.
Oh.
You know? You're really not. You're not going about it the right way.
No.
No. You just have to be ready to accept
mm-mm.
what you, you know, what somebody gives you for you.
Okay.
It's for you. You know?
No gifts behind it and everything.
No, jewelry and all that stuff. Is that really an honest apology? Because sometimes people will give you stuff. They know that's what you want. They'll give you stuff, you know, just to get you to come back around. Although they may not be apologetic at all. It's just that, you know.
They're just giving me a gift?
They're just giving you a gift, could be.
Oh. All those gifts.
And are you accepting the gift because you just... You accepting the apology or you're just accepting the gift?
I figured if you're going to give me the gift, that means that you're really sorry.
Mm-hmm. But if you're telling them how to apologize to you, do you really want the apology or do you really want the gift?
Okay, so in my head, if you want to apologize to me, anyone, it doesn't have to be a relationship or whatnot, okay? It needs to be in such an honoring fashion.
Oh, my.
In my head. So you need to be in my head and be able to say exactly how I want you to apologize. Uh-huh. Okay?
Mm-hmm. They have to understand exactly what
You have to understand the trauma, the pain, the all that craziness that you inflicted upon me. And you need to come correct, full honoring. I'm sorry. I don't want that. Mm-hmm. Okay? I'm just saying. Because you watch shows and people be like, that apology is not right. They didn't mean that apology. How do we know whether an apology is real or not?
Exactly. We don't. Because saying I'm sorry is not easy for a lot of people. It's not easy for people to apologize because they feel like they were right. They feel like what I did was what I did because of how I felt at that moment. Mm-hmm. Or you made me do it. So it's not easy for people to apologize. So if you get an apology, I think you just should be open to it. Okay. Even though you may not be fully accepting of it at that moment, but you can at least recognize that maybe they were a little remorseful,
Okay.
And what happened.
I mean, I guess. Mm-hmm. Since I don't have control of that aspect, I just have to take what they give me,
Right.
Exactly. It is what it is. Just accept their lying apology. Mm-hmm.
And another step is sharing your decision.
Oh.
Right. And so the reason why I say share your decision, because if you're going through a difficult time, you could be, going through a really bad incident that happened. Mm-hmm. And if your family love you, they could be feeling that anger towards someone too, and you want to free them. You don't want them carrying around that burden, that hurt, that anger, and, going through putting themselves at high risk of all these different things either. And when they see the person, they're ready to, free them of that. And then also, you want to share your decision because, you could be having a great day. Mm-hmm. And then, they come few and far in between. And you're having a great day and then somebody call you and say, girl, I just saw such and such down the street. And they were doing X, Y, and Z, and you're like...
It just takes you back.
It takes you back.
Oh, so that's why sharing your decision to the family, that releases you from their upset, as well as releasing them.
Right.
Releasing them to be like, okay, well, this situation is no longer that big. She's moved on.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And to not put you back in that situation, that negative space. Because you're trying to get to the point. Yeah. And, sometimes we as women do that. Mm-hmm. And, and because sometimes we don't mean anything by it. And we're thinking we'll just call you and start talking about the situation. It's like, wait a minute.
I don't want to talk about it.
I don't want to talk
about it. I'm over it. Right. I'm done. My cousin does that. Mm-hmm. 2 weeks ago, I had to stop. Mm-hmm. She does it. She asked me about people she knows she has no business asking me about. Mm-hmm. She knows the situation, but she will call me literally every week and ask me about it. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, are you trying to upset me?
Right.
I'm done with this situation. Exactly. Why are we talking about this situation? Mm-hmm. So now I get it. That makes
sense. Stop allowing people to pull you back into that negative space. When you're on a journey and you're on the track to trying to get to a point of healing, mm-hmm. don't allow people to pull you back and just tell them early, listen, I decided to forgive the situation. So those conversations, I don't need to have those. Let's leave those where they are, because my good days, I want them. Mm-hmm. I want them. They're mine. I want them.
Yes. You want your good days.
That's right.
Because they feel good, honey.
That's right.
And I've learned to enjoy my good days.
That's right.
Oh, yes. Because you're going to have bad days. It doesn't matter who you are.
Exactly.
You're going to have bad days.
You have no control over it. You get out of bed in the morning, it's like, oh, it's going to be one of those days.
Yeah. I try so hard, but there's nothing I can do about it.
Right.
So when I have good days,
So the last thing you want is somebody calling you saying.
To enjoy it all.
Exactly. So you just have to share that. Let them know.
That's true.
Let them know. And stop waiting for karma.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes we're waiting for karma to come along. And
karma takes its time.
It takes its time.
She's very slow.
Exactly.
Yeah, I don't. Mm-hmm. So that's why you just release.
Right.
Enjoy your life. Mm-hmm. Go about your business.
Think about what it's doing for you.
Yeah.
Think about how forgiveness, how much that would do for you in your life and your everyday. Your relationships with others.
Yes.
You know, your ability to work, your goals in life, be able to reach your goals. Mm. And because now you can think and you can
clarity.
Actually put the work in to do the things that you want to do. But it's hard to do that if your mind is clouded with your hurt and pain and regret and disappointment and reminders of and anger, you know. So just release all of that.
Just let it go, girl.
Exactly.
Let it go. It's not worth it.
It's not worth it at all. Don't give anybody your space.
Yeah, you have to have permission to come into my space.
That's right.
I can't just be giving you permission. Mm-hmm. Without earning it, too.
Exactly. And most times they don't even know they have your space because they don't know you how much anger and how much thought you're putting into it.
Mm-mm. Yeah. So now that you've heard all the steps, I am going to write it. You know, you're going to see it right, left or right. Or wait a minute, left or somewhere. Okay. I want you to know you have a choice. Please remember that. I'm not forcing you to forgive your mom or your dad or your abuser or your molester. Mm-hmm. And I'm not saying you have to forgive them.
Right.
It's just a choice that you have. Mm-hmm. You know, being in prison, mental prison, is just not the best thing at all. It's like, it's worse than even being physically in prison, truth be told. Because the people that are physically in prison, they can have an escape mentally.
Right.
And you can't. That's worse to me. So, you know, it's just something for you to think about, to see where do you want to go, what do you want to do next, how do you want to own your life, how do you want to, what do you want to create? That those are the things that I had to ask myself, like, girl, are you going to be like this forever? Every other day you're angry or mad or crying or sad or upset or whatever the case may be, not willing to go out or do things and engage and interact. So for me, I had to think about those things. And that is where my decision comes from. Is like, I want to live because I was so angry and I thought less of myself in my anger. It prevented me from even establishing relationships with people. So, you know, think about it. You are that powerful. I keep telling you this. You are that powerful. The journey to growth, to change, is hard. Mm-hmm. Listen. Don't let nobody tell you it's going to be easy. It's very, very hard. Mm-hmm. However, if you are consistent and you are loyal and devoted to yourself, and you can see that vision and you know, I want to get there. There. Wherever there is for you. Every time you have a bad day, what I tell myself is this is temporary. This is not forever. So you can do the same. Like, nothing is like permanent. None of these, change is the only thing that's like constant and permanent, I feel. But like everything else, like, everyone has bad days. It's all about, just what Abby said, it's all about how you respond to situations. If you go in thinking negatively, guess what? The situation is going to consume you in a negative way. I don't. Now I have a question.
Mm-hmm.
What is your one word for my motherless daughters? Your one word of hope.
My one word of hope would
be to encourage them,
to encourage you would be is just freedom.
Ooh,
freedom. Freedom. Why? From the bondage of holding on or being bound by, like, something someone else has done to you. Freedom to live. freedom to love again, freedom to move forward, freedom to find your purpose and put it into action, freedom to just be comfortable with just you.
Ooh.
Just freedom. When you let go of these things that are keeping you and holding you, and you deserve it. You deserve freedom. And you deserve to be happy. And you deserve to live a purposeful life.
Yes. That was so good.
Oh, good.
I love that. Freedom.
Freedom.
Okay. So, you know, my podcast is about empowering motherless daughters to change, grow,
mm-hmm.
and heal.
Mm-hmm.
That's my singing voice.
Okay.
Okay. So why should they listen to Empowering Motherless Daughters podcast? Why should they listen or watch the YouTube channel?
I think you should listen to it because there's vital information that's on it. And I think that we're in a country where people don't know where to go. They don't know where to look for help when they really need it. And so Empowering Motherless Daughters gives you that opportunity to be able to understand that, you know, there's somebody out there that's just like me. And they are experiencing or have experienced the same thing that I have. And so then when you reach out to, you know, and you listen to the podcast and, you know, you'll find some vital information that's going to help you push through and live life, you know, and get beyond these things that are holding you back. So I think there's an awesome opportunity to be able to hear this podcast. You know, sometimes when we're looking for like therapy and things like that, it's costly. It's not, you know.
I found out.
Exactly. So to be able to have something you can go to with YouTube and just really be able to start your day off knowing, you know what, there's hope, you know, and get information that's important that you can use in life is really, you know, a tremendous thing.
Believe me, you guys all know me and everything I've been through, my whole journey. You see me sitting here like this. I always tell people, I could have been a drug addict.
Mm-hmm.
I could have been mm-hmm. a prostitute.
Right.
I could have been a man. I could have been a mess.
Mm-hmm.
I really, really could have been because, as you know, my trauma score, which is my ACE score,
mm-hmm.
is a 7. That's all about trauma
okay.
and all that
right.
kind of stuff.
Right.
Of course, you guys know we talked about that last week or 2 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
And from that score says that I am at risk of being a drug user, of having all kinds of diseases, you know, just bad decisions.
Mm-hmm.
I'm of a high risk because of all the traumas that I've experienced in my life.
Mm-hmm.
But I am choosing life. Man, I love life.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like peachy peanut butter and cheese and all that.
Right.
No. But it is my life. And I love every aspect of it. The good, the bad, the ugly. Mm-hmm. So.
And you have the control over your life.
Mm-hmm.
Not allowing someone else to do that.
No. Mm-mm. This is mine.
Right.
You better not try me. This is all mine.
That's right.
With my sweet Jesus. Okay? Until next time, I want you to be so kind, so patient, so loving to yourself. Just know that in due time, you will get there. You have to be consistent and you have to be committed. And being committed means staying loyal to the decision even after the feel-good feeling is gone.
Mm-hmm.
When it doesn't look right or doesn't seem right, you are still committed to your journey on the days that are really, really bad. All right?
Bye.